decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a busy time. We are glad you're with us. And that election is just around the corner. It doesn't seem like it. It's still 400 something days away, but it's going to be here faster than you can realize it. And I continue to advocate that it will not be enough to just re-elect the president. We are in a major crisis of conscience in the House of Representatives, in the United States Senate. You needed no further to look today than Chuck Schumer criticizing Secretary Acosta, criticizing President Trump, ignoring any potential connection Bill Clinton had, and certainly ignoring the child molester, whose name shall remain nameless for me at this point in time, that supposedly all these people are connected to. There's a moral and cognizant disconnect in the United States Congress and in the United States Senate. And that's why we need a new batch of people there. That's why we need new ideas. That's why we need people of character and integrity to be there. And someone who I believe fits that bill is Shel Farley. She ran for U.S. Senate. She's now running for the United States Congress. And we are glad to welcome back Shel Farley. Her website, CHELEFarley.com, Shel Farley. Shel, welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Kevin, thank you. It is great to be back. And yes, I mean, I just see what's happening in the U.S. House, right, which is led by Nancy Pelosi, or let's be honest, their real leader may actually be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, it's endless investigations. It is more and more spending and gridlock. We have got to take back the House in 2020 so the president can actually get something done.
You're so much more correct than even most people understand. And I have a column that's out at townhall.com today. It's called The Fake Election for Non-America, Decision 2020. These Democrats, particularly the ones you've identified, the four freshmen that Nancy Pelosi is having this conflict with, they are out there peddling fake ideas to solve fake problems about issues that they have not even fully investigated themselves. When you're talking about the Green New Deal, trying to build, you know, a train track to Hawaii for, you know, $93 trillion or whatever it is, that's not where the people live, Shelley. Shell, it's not where the people are at. It's not where the average person is trying to, you know, get on with life. And it seems like Nancy has this paralysis. She can't dislodge them. So it's gonna be dependent upon voters to dislodge them, either through votes or through getting people elected.
You're absolutely right. You know, I actually I added up what the total was of the current cost of socialism. You know, Medicare for all, we've all heard, is going to cost $32 trillion over 10 years. You know, the Green New Deal, another $11 trillion. Then let's not forget reparations. You know, $15 per hour job guarantee, forgive all the student debt, free college tuition. All of it is more than $65 trillion. And nobody knows what $1 trillion is, but this is something we can all understand, is that is a cost of $200,000 per American. You and I each will have to pay $200,000 for that.
Well, and in the process of doing so, what else gets neglected in the process? National security? Education?
What? Absolutely. I mean, you remember when I ran for U.S. Senate, I mean, I was like, look, we've got to be pragmatic about this. You know, our taxes are too high. I mean, it is ridiculous. Now, Cuomo's talking about releasing, you know, Donald Trump's tax returns. I mean, how is that going to, you know, affect any middle class family? No, what we need is we need to lower our taxes. We need to reduce our infrastructure, or reduce our energy costs, and hello, improve our infrastructure. I mean, it's falling apart. It's ridiculous. Instead, Cuomo should be focused on getting that $50 billion in U.S. tax payments that New Yorkers pay to D.C. every year that we don't get back. That's what I will do when I go to D.C. I'll get that money back and spend it in New York. It's our money. We need to spend it here.
ShelFarley.com for more information, and you can become part of her campaign. You can help walk some neighborhoods. You can help get her elected. Look, there may be places in New York where the delegations can't win. You can't flip a seat. But Shel, yours and Nicole Malliotakis's campaigns, hers in Staten Island, yours in New York, you've got this real opportunity to do something. Why should people get involved and even give to your races, maybe at the expense of a race in their area?
Absolutely, Kevin. Yes. I mean, my district, it's the 18th district. It is represented by Sean Patrick Maloney, you know, who was voted in because he was a centrist. But he's moved so far to the left. He's now a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which is outrageous. And we've got to do something to actually help New Yorkers. And that's what I want to do. And as you know, I talk about this all the time. I'm also a big fan of term limits. I think that is a lot of the problem and dysfunction we have in Washington is that nobody down there wants to actually resolve anything. They want to have the issue outstanding so they can run on it in the next election. Enough is enough. You know, I want to get down there, solve problems in a set amount of time, and then go home and let somebody else, you know, take up the charge and keep working hard for Americans.
Yeah. Shell Farley for Congress. The website is shellfarley.com, and Shell is spelled with one L, C-H-E-L-E, Farley.com. Shell, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Kevin, it was great.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, look at the technology news of the day. Don't go away.